Welcome to Abingdon, Illinois, A-Town High School for IHSA boys basketball here on the Prairie Radio Sports Network. It's the Monmouth Roseville Titans taking on those A-Town Tornadoes. The Titans coming in at 11-5 overall. The A-Town Tornadoes at an even 5-5. Only 10 games played so far this season for A-Town. They had an early exit in the Macomb Western Holiday Tournament. That's probably got a little bit of something to do with it. I'm Sean Temple sitting in for Jeff Thompson tonight alongside Mr. Craig Anderson. Craig, how you doing, buddy?
All right, how are you, Sean?
I'm doing good. We always have a good time doing games together, and this should be no different. It's A-Town, so you know you're going to get a battle. You're going to get a scrappy battle. Even a wrestling match breaks out occasionally.
Yep, and second time we've seen these guys in, the last 20 days, so they're probably looking for some revenge.
Now you covered the game in Macomb between these two ball clubs.
I did, and number 23, Nolan Struth, had a very good third quarter and kind of kept him in it, but the Titans were able to hold on and take care of business that morning.
65-36, the Titans got away with a 29-point win. I got a chance to talk to both head coaches before the ball game, and I talked to head coach Chuck Grant first, which you'll hear second on our pregame interviews, but he said, that, throw that one out. This is A-Town. In this gym, they're pretty darn tough.
That's right, and we got fridge attempts outside, but it's going to be heated up in here tonight.
It sure is. And we'll come back with those pregame interviews. You're listening to the Office Specials pregame show with locations in Galesburg and Kewaunee, providing solutions for your business. Office Specialists online at OSI.biz. We'll come back with the John Ferguson of State Farm pregame coaches interview after a short break right here on Sunny 97.7 WMY and AM 1330 WRAM. Back here in Abingdon, Illinois, A-Town High School. It's non-conference basketball between the Monmouth Roseville Titans and the A-Town Tornadoes. Again, the Monmouth Roseville Titans coming in at 11-5 overall, and the A-Town Tornadoes at 5-5. It is time for your Monmouth McDonald's starting line. It's brought to you by your Monmouth McDonald's. Enjoy one of the best salads in town, and don't forget to try something off their dollar menu. I'm Sean Temple alongside Craig Anderson for tonight's ball game. Boy, I really like this gym. We talked a little bit off the air. I've never played here. I've watched many games played here. You played some games in here.
It is. It's a great gym. It's nice, big, wide open. It kind of gives you the atmosphere of the bigger, almost like Mama College. And it's nice. We're sitting up top, so we get to see the action from up top, and I like sitting up here.
Yeah, this will be the scene of the A-Town shootout coming up, and we'll give you some details on that. Monmouth Roseville Titans, of course, playing that ball game. Let's give you your starting lineups. Again, brought to you by your Monmouth area McDonald's for the A-Town Tornadoes. They'll start Brett Fordyce, a senior. Bo Glazer, a junior. Ben Stippa, junior. Heath Milan, a senior. And Nolan Struz, a junior. The Tornadoes are led by Mr. Ben Stipp with 14.5 points of all game, also averaging 7.1 rebounds. And Nolan Struz, the man you talked about that you were impressed with in Macomb, coming in at just a touch under 11.5.
Yeah, two individuals in double figures, and they're going to be the leaders tonight, I would assume.
They average just about 46.5 points a ball game. The Titans are only giving up about 51.6, so it's going to be a game of pace like always with A-Town. Here's your Monmouth Roseville Titans starting lineup. Sam Gillen, a 6'1" senior. D. Coleman, a 5'10" senior. Omar Alcala, a 6-foot senior. Jared Kirby, a 6-foot junior. And Angel Otterdeen getting the start tonight, a 6-foot senior, just coming off a knee injury, so it'll be interesting to see how Angel handles the starting lineup tonight.
Yeah.
Jump center, the Titans a win the tip. They'll get the first crack at the basket here. D. Coleman at the point. He's guarded by Mr. Bo Glazer. Otterdeen with the basketball. Back to Coleman, gets the screen from Otterdeen. The roll looked like it might have been there, but I'll dump it down into Kirby. And they'll get a tie up, and it's going to belong to the A-Town Tornadoes. I like the
nice lead
give and go there.
Yeah, nice feet. Kirby got in good position, but as soon as he turned towards the basket, jump ball.
Titans pick up full court man-to-man press. Coleman guarding Glazer. That'll be a fun matchup to watch. Glazer's up. He's pretty scrappy, and we know how good and quick D. Coleman is. That'll be a clash of styles, as both feeds are. Right wing, Brett Fordyce. Top of the key, then Stiff. Left wing to Glazer. Popping up to the top of the key is Milan. Trying to force it down inside. Fordyce will pull it away. Sam Gillen picks it up, and here come the Titans on the run. Coleman back to Gillen, top of the key. Otterdeen on the baseline. Back to Coleman. Now Alcala. Back to Otterdeen. Right wing Coleman as Kirby setting himself up on the block. We're going to travel call on Coleman. I got blocked out on that one. I didn't see it.
Yeah, it looks like he drug his right foot there. Went for the pump fake to try to get it down to Kirby and unfortunately drug the foot for the Titans' first turnover of the game.
Tornadoes get another crack at it. See if they get their first shot attempt. I'm sure we've had a shot either way here with a minute gone.
We have not.
Drew's with it, gives it off two, and it's been stiff. Back to Fordyce. Titans picking up hard, man-to-man. Now near the timeline. Is Milan. He'll pull up. First shot of the ball game is no good. Rebounded by the Tornadoes. That was stiff on the ground, but it's going to be tipped out of bounds by Mama Rose. It'll be Tornado basketball under their own hoop.
Yes, did miss the shot. Fell on the ground, and the ball came right back down to him. Tried to throw it to one of his players, and Titans tipped it out of bounds.
Stiff triggers it into Keith Milan. I think Glazer. Now the Tornadoes will get into an offense, as it is every time we come down here. I know I've already stated it a couple times. This is a clash of whose tempo they're going to play at.
Right.
Oh, give and go pass to my high shot. Blocked by Kirby. Picked up by Alcala. Quickly to Gillen over the timeline. Now the Titans will set up an offense. They try to get their first shot off. Coleman waiting for somebody to come. A little stagnant offense right now by the Titans. Alcala dribbles back to the top of the key and almost throws it away. Before Fordyce will reach in on Sam. That'll be the first foul of the ball game.
Looks like they're just running through the offense here, not looking to penetrate or go inside yet, which I know Coach wanted to do, stated in the pregame.
It's kind of the way the second half went on Friday night. It just got so stagnant. They were so loose in the first half, put shots up, and just got really, really stagnant the second half. Alcala spins on Step. Gets Step to fall down. No good by Alcala in the lane, and Step gets the rebound. Glazers to Fordyce, stopping the key to Milan. Guarded by Aragi. Left wing, that's Strews. Back to Stiff, back to Strews. He drives down the left side of the lane, feeds it across the lane to Milan, gets a shot up and in, and we get the first points on the board, and it's Tornadoes. 2-0, 5:20 to go. Gillen drives baseline, gets bumped. Out of contact, no call. Back to Coleman.
Try it. You betcha.
D. Coleman gets the first point for the Titans. 3-2. Milan Roseville takes an early lead here at the 5-minute mark of the first quarter. Holding up top and guarded tightly is Stiff. Alcala, of course, the defensive lockdown specialist for the Titans on the opponent's leading scorer. That's no surprise.
Yep.
Glazer guarded by Coleman. Pair of fives and a pair of tens going on it here on the defensive end. Stiff drives on Alcala. Oh, he should have shot that to the middle lane. Tried to force it down into Strews and throws it away, and the Titans come up with it. Boy, I would have thought Tim would have pulled up and hit that.
Yeah, good job by Kirby getting in the passing lane there and taking that away.
Gillen will take a three.
Trifecta, you betcha.
There it is. 2-for-2 are the Titans to the three-point line. 6-2. Mama Roseville. Gillen with a three ball, and Coleman with a three ball.
2-for-2 from behind the arc, hands for the game.
A little double out of the man-to-man by the Titans now on the wing. Stiff drives on Alcala, kicks it over to Glazer, feeds down into Fordyce, who gives to Milan. He spins in the lane, blocked by Kirby. Second block already, quickly ahead to Coleman, and he's going to get a foul from behind on Glazer. I thought somebody just called it out of bounds. All right.
Looks like he punched it out from behind, but must have hit his elbow or something.
Officials tonight, Dave Hasley, Dave Pickerel, and also Jay Weishman. Brought to you by Drs. Disson and Doyle in Monmouth and Aledo. Make sure you're seeing every play. Get your eyes examined regularly with Drs. Disson and Doyle. Have a timeout called by the A-Town Tornado, so we'll keep it here. It's just a 30. It's a Pickens Electric timeout. If you're looking for an electrician contractor you can trust, call Pickens Electric at 335-3034 or go to PickensElectric.com. Well, Craig, the first couple of minutes, teams kind of feeling one out. I know they only played, not that long ago, 3 weeks ago, but still we're feeling out there during that first 3 minutes.
Yeah, it seems like there's not really a flow to the game yet. So, you know, we do have 6 points, 2-for-2 from behind the arc, and hopefully we'll get a bucket here off the inbound.
That's, the Titans started out hot on Friday night against McComb, hit a whole barrage of threes there in the first quarter, and then started settling for the three and didn't know once McComb started guarding the arc, they didn't know how to get inside.
There they go inside.
Hammond, little turnaround jumper, no good. Rebounded by Stiff, quickly up the floor. Good help defense by the Titans on the defensive end. In the ball game is Tyler Dugan. You know Tyler's dad, I'm sure, don't you?
Yeah.
Doesn't everybody. Everybody knows Brent. Dugan with the top of the key. Right wing. Shot on the way. Three-pointer is good. Noah Strews hits the three. Just a 13% three-point shooter on the season. This team is only a 19% three-point shooter.
I don't think they made one down since the last game I saw him play.
Coleman in the corner drives baseline. Gets cut off. Tries to feed it to the corner to Gillen. Stolen away by Stiff. And Gillen gets a hand in there. And it goes, they're going to call it off of Stiff. Titan basketball.
Hey, we'll take it.
Any call, and I've said it a million times, any call in my favor is a great call.
There you go.
That is if you're a Mount Threesville fan listening to this broadcast. Hammond on the block. Steve Gillen to Kirby. Drives down the left side of the lane. Forces a shot up and no good.
I like his aggressiveness there, though, going to the hole.
Yeah, especially after Friday night. He missed a bunch of bunnies there in the lane that proved kind of costly. And I'm glad Jared said, well, we're going to take it right back at the lane tonight too. Glazer holding up top to Dugan. Dugan has Gillen guarding, Sam Gillen guarding him. Stiff. Back to Strews. 2:30 to go, 6-5 Titans. Stolen away by Kirby, tipped away. Hammond comes up with it to Coleman. Down the lane, good drive by D. Can't get it to go. Six out of bounds by Ace down. It'll be Titan basketball.
Very nice defensive play by Mr. Kirby there. That two blocks to go along with the steal there.
Ball call right into Kirby. Still can't get that plenty to go. He's just having some problems from about 5 feet in right now.
Got to keep shooting, though.
Yeah, he's I checked his stats after Friday night. I thought, man, his field goal percentage has got to be under 50% now. He's still at 54%, so he's still a good shooter inside.
Well,
5 to 8 feet.
The thing about it is he's not letting it get to him on the defensive end, so continue to play hard, and they're going to fall.
Glazer shakes loose from D. Coleman, misses the bunny on the block. Hammond with the rebound, quickly to Coleman. Beats to Hammond just outside the free throw line to Sam. Little turnaround jumper. Gillen gets it to go.
Nice move by Sam there, turnaround baseline.
He's got the much smaller Tyler Dugan guarding him, so Sam took his game from the arc to the block there. Glazer drives down the baseline. A little scoop pass up and in to Ben Stiff. 8-5 Titans. 8-7 Titans. A little late on the scoreboard for me there. Hammond takes a jumper from the right elbow. It is no good, and Kirby tried to save it.
Austin is a little upset with himself there on that air ball.
He squared up, had all the confidence in the world when he faced up and rose up and didn't get it to the rim. Just a little short.
I want to take this time to congratulate you on their Steelers win this weekend. That was had to be intense. What a crazy ending to a game.
I'm a little too young for the Immaculate Reception, so that is the luckiest Steeler win. And I've seen hundreds of games. That is the luckiest Steeler win I've ever had. I'll take it. Jumper by Dugan from the right wing is good. Three ball. It is 10-8-8 down now. End of the game for the Titans is Braden Reese. Also Carter Bell. Gillen trying to drive on Stiff. Reese. Hammond takes a baseline. Got himself up in the air. Didn't really know what to do with it once he got up in the air. And flips the ball with Dave Hasley, and Dave's not going to stand for that. He gave Austin a little look as he was heading off the floor. I've coached games that Dave's been a part of. I think I probably played games that Dave's been a part of.
Yeah.
Do not give Dave the look.
Yep.
You will get it back twofold. End of the ball game also for the Aton Tornadoes is Hunter Darst.
He has been an official for a long time.
Hall of Famer.
Is he?
Yes. IBCA Hall of Famer.
Nice.
Strews with the basketball now. Also checking in is Kalen Marr. Just a nine-man roster here for the Aton Tornadoes. Everybody's seen the floor so far in the first quarter. They played for one. We're down to 25 seconds to go. Strews with the basketball. And they're going to throw it away as Strews, I think, expected Hunter Darst to cut one way and Hunter cut the other.
Fourth turnover for the Tornadoes this quarter.
That's one thing Coach Grant really wanted to do is to turn them over tonight. And so far, so good.
Yeah,
only four turnovers for A-Town.
And that's the thing with Coach Grant's defense is, you know, ball pressure and turnovers.
10 seconds to go. Kirby back to Reese in the corner. to Argeen. Jumper from the free throw line. Can't get the roll. Screws with the rebound with two. See if they get a shot off. Glazer will throw it from half court. No good. Wide left. That's how the first quarter will end. The A-Town Tornadoes come back in the last couple minutes here to make it a 10-8 ball game.
Looked like Blair Walsh there on that last shot.
I was going to say that was definitely wide left. That one might have been closer than Blair Walsh.
Yeah, actually, on Monday they had in Seattle Blair Walsh Day.
I would give him the key to the city. The only person that's not as welcome in their own city would be Bartman right now.
Yep.
Your score 10-8 here. We'll take a 30-second break to listen to Titan Basketball on Sunday 97.7 WMOI, 1330 WRM. Back here at A-Town High School in Abingdon, Illinois, I'm Sean Tumble with my broadcast partner tonight, Mr. Craig Anderson. Monmouth Roseville Titan Boys Basketball trailing by 2-10-8 to the A-Town Tornadoes. Pretty good last couple minutes by the Tornadoes.
It was, and it started off really slow. And, you know, Titans got good looks. They just couldn't get the ball to go down.
Coleman now gets a screen from Hart.
Nice.
And a little give and go to Angel. Can't put it in. Rebounded by Kirby. Up strong, and we'll get fouled on the putback. I like that give and go. They missed it there within the, I think it was the first 2 or 3 minutes of the ball game. They missed that same play, and I think Coach Graham might have noticed that too and called it again.
Yep, and they are definitely getting good looks inside 10 feet, but I think they're 0 for 3. Kirby will go to the line for 2.
This is the first one. 59% free throw shooter on the season, so statistics say he's going to make this one. But then again, I am the biggest media jinx that's ever been
behind
a microphone.
And I jinxed him down at WIU, so I will stop. Only 61% on the year for the Titans from the free throw line.
Yeah, that's not good. That's not good. And A-Town even worse at 58.
And actually, Austin Hammond was 8 for 8 on the year, and then I jinxed him, and now he is 9 for 10.
I was listening to that. I don't remember who was broadcasting Sam Gillen's first free throw miss, but I was glad it wasn't me. His name was 42 for 44, and I think he made his first 25 or 6 in a row.
Wow.
And then finally missed one, and I don't remember who was doing the broadcasting, but I didn't want to be that guy.
Yes.
Tipped out of bounds by the Titans, and actually they're going to call a foul on Angel Harrigan.
If it weren't for Sam going 95% from the stripes, the Titans' free throw percentage would be well under 50%.
Oh, yes, absolutely. We got a foul. It's going to go on D. Coleman. That's his first as 52. That's Kalen Marr drove to the basket. He'll go to the free throw line for a couple. Titans hadn't committed a foul in the first quarter. Now they got two quick ones here within 35 seconds. First free throw is no good. They're going to say Marr was over the line.
Waved off.
I just have never understood it. I can see, you know, every now and then you get fooled on the line or on the free throw lane,
right.
Get a step in. There's no excuse for a free throw shooter being over the line.
Nope. Unless you're in fifth grade.
Right. And even then, you're going to get yelled at.
Right. Step back and take a jump shot.
And they're going to call it no good again.
Oh.
They said he was over the line again. Wow. And now the Tornadoes have 6 guys on the floor. Oh, he steps forward. Well, they're going to call that no good. Both free throws, no good.
Huh. We'll stay at 10-9 then.
Listening to Mr. Pickerel there on the officiating, it sounded like I didn't notice because I was watching the ball, like he took a step after he released it.
Right, with the off foot.
Now it's going to be turned over by the Titans, and D. Cole's going to pick up a second quick foul. As he and Bo Glazer got tied up, so Corbell's going to check in for him.
He got picked and then kind of a loose ball, and he just fell right on top of him going for it. He knew it right away.
The Titans aren't a bad handling ball club. I mean, there's a lot of guys who can handle basketball.
Yeah.
It's definitely a different team without D on the floor.
And he has to go sit, so Carter Bell comes in.
So that will be, who's that going to put at the point? Is that going to be Carter, or you've watched probably the Titans more than I have?
I would say Sam's going to take care of the ball.
And now we have more discussion here. The three officials are going to get together. I don't know what this is about. There was no doubt that it was D. Coleman on the foul. So So
I didn't catch what happened there.
No, I didn't either. It could have been anything about the foul because D was laying on Glazer.
Right.
For sure the foul. So I don't know what the discussion was. Glazer will get the inbound in the backcourt guarded by Carter Bell. 10-9, A-Town still with a one-point lead here with 7 minutes to go, second quarter. A-Town High School, non-conference basketball on the Prairie Radio Sports Network. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. At the basketball is Stiff to Strews, top of the key, guarded by Kirby. Good ball pressure by the Titans all over the floor.
Yes.
Right wing to Fordyce. Back to Stiff. Left wing is Darst. Everybody touching the basketball on this trip down the floor for the Tornadoes. Back to Glazer, guarded by Bell. Will cross over by Glazer. Carter catches up. Now they've got Darst almost double on the sideline.
Just look uncomfortable. Nobody wants to really handle the ball.
Glazer, boy, if he'd had his head up, I think he'd have had Strews there on the backside. Wide open for a layup. As the Titans kind of jump doubled on Glazer. Top of the key, Strews. This looks like Jeremy Anderson's old A-Town team where they were taking, you know, anywhere from a minute, minute and a half per possession.
Yeah.
No good by Fordyce. Gets his own rebound along the baseline. And the Tornadoes will get another crack at it. Strews. Fordyce. Three ball on the way. Out. No good from Darst. Rebounded by Kirby. To Bell. Back to Alcala. We'll take a three top of the key and nothing but net.
Trifecta, you betcha.
There it is. The third one for the Romero Titans tonight. 12-10. Titans have retaken the lead here.
Angel said, I'll shoot it.
They just backed off and he fired it up there. Oh, boy. It's just a jab step.
Oh, good pass.
Great pass from that step to Strews along the baseline. And boy, just the Titan defense just kind of froze.
Kind of fell asleep there. He rocked him to sleep with those two pump fakes.
Bell, top of the key now to Oregon. Got to start tonight. First start of the season, just coming off, I think this is just his seventh or ninth game following knee surgery. This summer, Kirby takes a shot, no good, short, nothing but air. Rebounded by Alcala, tried to force it into Gillen, and now he throws it away. Tornadoes look at basketball, 12-12, under five to go now, second quarter. Stiff with it out. He's doubled, almost could have really put a good double on, but doubles in the way, getting on. Glazer will throw up the floater in the lane. No good. Rebounded by Gillen. Quickly up the floor. Good heads up to Carter Bell. Great defense from Glazer, but Alcala trailing.
Hey, in the right spot at the right time.
Alcala with the last 5 points here, and it's 14-12. Titans with the lead. Glazer drives baseline, gets cut off. And it's 8 steps on the end line. It's going to be Titan basketball.
That was a good look by Sam. And then Carter had a good look at the basket, but got stripped on the way up. Alcala was trailing on the play and had an easy deuce.
Blazers got some quick hands for A-Town. I watched him play football. I think we covered 3 games of the A-Town Tornado football teams, and he is a tough little kid.
Running back?
Yeah, quarterback.
Okay.
Yeah, quarterback. And a pretty tough offense. On the block is Argy as he backs down into Milan. Kicks it out to Reese in the corner. Three ball on the way. No good. Rebounded by Stiff. Over the timeline, guarded by Alcala. To Dugan. Back to Stiff. Glazer. Didn't force one up. Good move by Bo. Got in the lane, but then good help defense by the Titans, so he didn't force it. Stiff guarded by Alcala. Now Stiff will get around him. Gets in the lane. Left-handed shot up. No good. Rebounded by the Tornadoes, but on the end line was Mark. Mama throws the basketball.
Stiff is gassed. And, you know, when you only have 9 players and you face a defense like the Titans, when you're working every time you touch the ball, you know, that takes the wear on you.
Obviously, I didn't get to see the game that you guys did in Macomb, but I would have to think that had to have played a part in
that
big floor down there at Macomb.
Yep.
Just 9 players for A-Town. It's a scrappy 9, but still it's 9 nonetheless. Reese in the corner in the right wing. Ethan Sikorsky checked into the ball game and shuffled his feet. He tried to put a move on Moore.
He was going up with it. There wasn't a doubt about that.
14-12, Monmouth Roseville. 2-point lead, 3.5 to go, second quarter. And maybe tipped out of bounds by Carter Bell as Stiff tried to get it over the timeline to Glazer. So be the site of the Great Western Shootout here in a couple weeks. Love that day. Good spaghetti dinner and a bunch of basketball all day.
What do they got? 10 teams for that?
Yeah, we're going to go over the schedule at halftime and let you know who all is going to be down here. Well, I think we're going to have at least, obviously, the Monmouth-Roseville game. I think we're going to catch the United game as well in the morning and see what else we can get that day as well. Right wing is Dugan. That starts. Excuse me. Jumper on the way from Glazer. No good. Over the back is Moore. They keep telling me that's not a foul. It's a push foul. Push foul. I'm going to call it over the back for the day. I
know. Yeah. Definitely over the back.
14-12. Second foul on Moore. You talk about being gassed. That's another thing that the A-Towns had to watch, I'm sure, all season long is foul trouble.
Right.
Reach to Alcala, drives down the right side of the lane, little floater, high off the glass, and good.
Nice move there.
7 points in this quarter. He's got 7 of the 8 Titan points. 16-12, Monmouth Roseville by 4, with 2:45 to go. Ooh, lost the handle on it, did Darce, but picked up by Steph, gets it into Marr, turns, they're going to call.
Oh,
yeah, Coach Grant really wanted to travel. We might get over. Well, no, I've seen one of the officials heading towards Dave Hadley. I thought maybe we'll get an overruling there, but not going to happen. That one's going to go on a number that we don't have in the book. 15 is not in the book. We don't have a 15 on the roster. The foul of the Titans, regardless. Marr, we get 2 free throws. This is the young man that was over the line his last time. And can't get that one to go down. He's all messed up. They've got him a whole new free throw routine here.
Wonder who that foul was on.
You know, it's,
I'm showing
there's
no fouls on the Titans. Anyone on the floor?
15.
Oh, there's one on 34.
And we already know he's got one. I don't know who that is. Now we got 0 fouls on 15. So he gets the fourth free throw tonight for Marty Go. He's 1 for 4. And it's a 3-point game, 16-13, Monmouth Roseville leading A-Town. From Abingdon Avon High School. Over the timeline is Bell. Still off the floor is D. Coleman with his 2 fouls here. Alcala gets in the lane. No good. Rebounded by Stiff. And Alcala tries to battle him for the rebound. And they'll get Omar with the reach. And the hold for Alcala. That's his first, we think.
Omar's feeling it.
Oh, they're going to get Braden Reese that last foul, I see.
Okay. So they're 12.
Instead of 15, they've moved it to 12. Now Titans pick up 4 quarters. They double the inbound. 2 Darce. Back to Stiff. Quickly over the timeline to Dugan. He'll fire a 3 from the left wing.
Buries that 3.
Brent didn't shoot like that back in the day, did he?
That ties it up at 16.
And a foul in the front court. It's going to go on the Tornadoes. We'll see who gets whistled. Darce. They pick up his first. That is team foul number 5. On the Tornadoes. The Titans have 5 as well. Both teams with 1 foul together here with 2:08 to go.
I know that Brent played baseball at Monmouth College and was a Hall of Famer. Did he also play basketball?
You know, I have no idea. I have no idea. I could bet money he played some high school basketball. On the way, Alcala buries the 3.
Trifecta, you betcha.
10 points in the quarter for Omar.
Nice.
Wow. And he gets a steal on the front court, but it's going to go out of bounds with, excuse me, the back court. And it goes out of bounds. It'll be Tornado basketball. The Titans to go up by 3, 19-16, 149.
Omar says, hey, guys, I'm going to go out and beat these guys. Anyone coming with me?
Omar Alcala. He had a pretty solid game Friday night.
Yeah.
He's always got a solid game defensively, and he played very well offensively, too. So that would be a nice scoring punch to have his second 10 games of the season.
Right, and he got some PT last year, but I would definitely say without a doubt the games that I've seen that he is the most improved player from last season.
I totally agree. I would not argue that one iota. Dugan tries to drive on Reese. 1:26 to go. Titans by 3, 19-16. Start to run a little clock here. Now Stiff gets rid of it before he gets doubled, but he will throw it away to Kirby, and now Glazer will get a reach foul. That's 2 on both. Titans will get basketball at midcourt right in front of the scorer's table. Sam Gillen will check back in as Caleb Ensign came into the ballgame for just a little short spell there. A
couple possessions. Minute 17 left.
good luxury to have, holding this lead with D off the floor.
Yes.
Bell dribbles to the right wing as the Titans set up their offense. Gillen comes off the screen. Top of the key, to Alcala. Back to Bell in the corner. Reese will take a three.
Give it back to Omar.
And there's Gillen with a three ball.
I expect it. You betcha.
I'm not going to let you have all the fun in the second quarter, Sam. He says, I'll drill that 3-2. 22-16, Titans by six. That is the fifth three-pointer of this first half for Monmouth Roseville. Glazer now holding on Alcala. Boy, you can tell the A-Town ball handlers right now just don't know when that double's going to come.
Yep.
You see him kind of tense up.
Yep.
In the corner is Fordyce. He dribbles it off. Ooh, boy. Dave Hasley, the official, almost signal Titan way, but Fordyce dribbled it off the Titan foot. From this angle, it looks like it might have went off Fordyce's foot. But it will be Tornado basketball. 33 and a half seconds to go. Glazer holding up the timeline as Bell guarding him. And he gets himself in trouble. Dribbled into about three defenders. And with the jump ball, it's going to be Tornado basketball. So barring any other tie-up, the Titans will get the ball to start the second half.
They're really having trouble with this pressure. And you can get some easy buckets off this, too. I mean, back doors, but when you're dribbling and looking at with your head down, it's hard to see anything else.
You just never know when it's coming. Shot missed by Strews on the baseline, rebounded by Reese. 13 seconds to go. The Titans will get a last shot here. Back to Reese right wing. 9 seconds to go. Bell on the left wing. He'll drive to the free throw line and give it to Sam. Top of the key jumper with three to go, and he buries.
Drive back to you. Bet you would have buried Sam as the buzzer runs, and we go to halftime. It's 22-16 with the Titans on top here in Abingdon.
Sam Gillen with three-pointers there in his first half.
He came off that screen, and, I mean, just buried it from up top.
The scoreboard got you like it did me earlier. They were a little late on it.
25.
They got me earlier.
25,
a 17-point quarter for the Monmouth Roseville Titans after an 8-point first quarter. A much better flow offensively there in that second quarter.
Yeah, very good. 10-8 after the first quarter, so come out, put 15 up in the second quarter, and take a commanding lead going into halftime here.
We're going to take a short break, and we'll come back with the Independent Refrigeration and Heating Halftime Show. It is the Monmouth Roseville Titans leading by 9 over the A-Town Tornadoes here on the Prairie Radio Sports Network, 25-16. JV head coach Doug Dennison will join us at the halftime, and we'll see how his JV did. Tonight they won 48-36, and we'll talk to Doug about that, along with the Bushnell Prairie City Tournament that he just started on Saturday, and they'll have a game on Wednesday. We'll talk to Doug about it here in 2 minutes. Back here on the Independent Refrigeration and Heating Halftime Show, brought to you by Independent Refrigeration and Heating. Their experienced technicians will give your system a full check. From burners to blowers to fan belts and thermostats. If you're ready to replace an old unit, they provide a full line of train equipment, Independent Refrigeration and Heating. Remember, it's hard to stop a train. Your score here at the half, the Monmouth Roseville Titans 25, the A-Town Tornadoes 16 here on the Prairie Radio Sports Network. And joining us here on the halftime show is the junior varsity head coach, Mr. Doug Dennison, a frequent guest. I try to get you on here at least whenever I'm doing some Titan ball games and see what we can see what the JV team's up to.
I appreciate the opportunity.
Good ball game tonight, 48-36.
It ended up being a good ball game. We our last couple ball games, we played pretty good first halves, and then just kind of survived in the second half. But you know, that's what 15 and 16 year old kids do, I guess.
In life, not just on the court. In life,
this is true.
So what's going on? What's record ball club, and how's things going?
With the win tonight, we moved to 11-2. We made it through the conference first time through 4-0, so we're leading the conference. Doing a lot of nice things, but again, you know, being at the freshman sophomore level, we got a lot of things that we've got to get better at, and we'll keep working hard. I think the kids are really playing hard. I hope they're having fun, and we're just going to keep getting better.
And you don't have Carter Bell or Austin Hammond,
you know,
at all, maybe a little bit.
Carter Bell has been playing the first half for us.
Okay.
Austin Hammond has not played for us since about the Kewaunee game, so early season. I'd love to have him, but coach has got him up at the varsity level, playing a role there, and then we just, it's next man up, and we just go with whatever we have, so.
Again, I think the kids are playing really hard, and my goal is to play hard, have fun.
The Bushnell tournament started on Saturday, and it's a tournament we always play well at. And sounds like things went well Saturday.
We beat a West Prairie team. Played a pretty nice ball game, and it was a good way to start that out. We go back there actually for the second round tomorrow night, and we face the same A-Town Tornadoes team tomorrow. We'll see what happens. I had a nice feeling coming into tonight. I leave tonight with not quite as nice a feeling, but I'm pretty confident we'll be fine.
You don't see that very much, or especially at the JV level, where you get to play the same team back to back.
It's just kind of the way that things worked out. So again, we just we show up, we get dressed, and we go out and we play hard and let the chips fall as they may. So
you're not going to watch any game film when you get back to the school tonight with your kids, kind of gather them up?
You know what? As far as the JV basketball goes, we don't do any game filming. Like I said, we just kind of make some mental notes and get on the bus and go play wherever they tell us to go play.
Now, that's a different tournament now. That's a round robin. Is that correct? Is it bracketed or is it still bracketed?
It's back to a bracketed tournament this year. Last year it was kind of a round robin deal. This year it's back to a bracketed tournament. And we're in the top bracket. Again, we won our first round, second round tomorrow night. And we're hoping to advance to that championship game on Saturday, but you got to win. Got to win Wednesday night before we start talking about Saturday.
What time is the championship on Saturday?
It's 2:30, I believe. Okay. I believe they play at 10, 11:30, 1, and 2:30. So that makes sense.
Well, I got a chance to talk to Sean about his Steelers in the wild card weekend, and I congratulate him on that. I want to congratulate you. I know you're a big Packers fan, so
you're probably loving it. I'm feeling pretty good about that. We've been playing some ugly football, you know, but playoffs, it's just about surviving and advancing, and that's what we're doing. And congrats there, Sean. And, you know, it's nice to be able to continue to watch our ball clubs during the playoffs.
Yours is survive in advance. Ours is survive in advance in all capital letters at the Saturday night.
Well, being a Bears fan, my playoff game was this year on Thanksgiving against the Packers, so we'll take that one.
And that was a whooping, and quite honestly, that was supposed to be our day. And once again, you guys beat us at home. We beat you at home. You just never know. That division, when they say black and blue division, it is.
Yep.
And you got to show up and play, and you just never know.
It's been a weird year this year in the NFL.
It really has. You know, there's really not that top team anymore.
Right.
It's kind of everything's up for grabs, and who gets hot at the right time. Stay away from injuries, and you know, we'll have to go back.
Yep. Somebody asked me the other day, hey, Mr. Sports Director, who's your two Super Bowl teams? I was like, I really have no idea.
Right.
No idea. I don't know who to put in there.
You know what? I'm not even going to go there.
We certainly don't want to jinx what the luck that we had Saturday. I don't want to do anything to mess up.
And that was pretty nice. You know, sometimes, honestly, luck, you got to have a little good luck, and injuries, that relates to luck. So, again, good luck, Sean, and go Pat.
My dad has said many times, I'd rather be lucky than good any day. Any day of the week.
You know, I don't mind being lucky, but I'd sure as heck like to be good. So
the combination would be great.
Yeah.
Doug, thank you once again for joining us. We'll catch up with you later in the season to see how your JV kids are doing. Good luck tomorrow night, and hopefully good luck Saturday night at 2:30.
We also travel to Rock Ridge on Friday night, so it's a busy week of basketball. Thanks, guys.
You bet. JV head coach Doug Gunnison here on the Independent Refrigeration and Heating Halftime Show. Getting ready to start second half play. We'll go over the scoring here real quick here in the first half for the A-Town Tornadoes. They were led in scoring by Tyler Dugan with 6 points, 3 points for Nolan Strews, 2 points apiece for Heath Milan and Ben Stemp, and 1 point for Kalen Marr. The Titans were led in scoring by Sam Gillen with 11 points. Omar Alcala, 10 points all in that second quarter when the Titans kind of took a little bit of a lead. That took a little bit of control of the ball game. 3 for D. Coleman and 1 for Jared Kirby as the second half is underway. D back on the floor. To Gillen. Omar down the way to Kirby. Gets it to go.
There you go, Jared.
Yeah, he needed one to go down through the hoop.
Absolutely.
Sometimes just seeing it go through the hoop does wonders. Laser will take a three. No good. Back iron. Rebounded by Fordyce for the Tornadoes. Tries to force it into Heath Mylan, throws it away, and here comes the Titans. Coleman quickly ahead to Alcala. Coleman will take a three and bury it.
Trifecta, you betcha. They are hot tonight.
The sixth three-pointer so far right now for the Monmouth Roseville Titans. 30-16, 14-point lead. Glazer to Fordyce. And the Titans just seem to have this a little bit quicker step now, but you're talking a nine-man bench for the A-Town Tornadoes.
And this is exactly what happened. They came out and hung with them in the third quarter, but then in the fourth quarter, they were just gassed.
A nine-man roster, not a nine-man bench. They'd love to have a nine-man bench right now.
There you go.
Missed the Titans, and Coleman tried to save it, but saved it low off of Kirby's knee out of bounds. Coleman gives him a sorry about that.
Yeah, there's no reason for me to throw that hard at you. I'm sorry about that.
My bad. 30-second timeout, I think, taken by... I didn't see which coach took that. I'll try to get that. Oh, it looks like A-Town. They only got three on the board. So this is a Pickens Electric timeout. It's just for 30. If you're looking for an electrician contractor you can trust, call Pickens Electric at 335-3034 or go to PickensElectric.com. The stats you got, Craig, anything jump out at you from the first half?
Yeah, well, I got Avon Abingdon with five turnovers, and I think I missed a couple. I'm not really the best that guy in the world, but I'll talk every now and then.
Points and fouls. That's where I stop. I went to the Mattoon tournament, and my job was to keep that, and it was horrendous.
Well, the thing is, like, you're looking down, and then I'm like, you know what? I'm missing too much.
Yeah, let's just talk.
We can always make up numbers.
Absolutely. Nobody's here. We have to trust them. On the floor, loose. Titans come up with it. Alcala to Coleman. Quickly ahead to Gillum in the corner. Drives on Dugan. And a bad pass. They tried to get it to Oregon in the lane. Tornadoes come out with it. 6.5 minutes to go. Trailing by 14. 30-16. Monmouth Roseville leads. Driving baseline is Strews. Powers in.
Oh, that's
good. Starts that ball. No good. Kirby with the rebound, and he's going to be tied up by Stipp. Well, he got in there and shuffled him pretty good, didn't he?
Yes, and actually I've been watching Angel, and I thought he'd be favoring that knee more than he has. I know he tore his ACL in football season, but he's made a nice recovery and comeback.
Yeah, Coach Grant said he's about 80-85% in the pregame, so he's done a good job tonight, moving very well.
Yes.
In the corner is Stipp. Drives in the lane on Alcala, trying to jump it down into Kalen Mullins. We took out of bounds by Monmouth Roseville. Stipp's a pretty good ball player, and he's got 2 points, averaging 14.5 on the season. The Titans done a really good job on them.
Yeah, and you can tell he's the guy that looks to put the ball in the bucket, and Omar's doing a good job on him tonight.
Stipp put the basketball in the corner, drive to the free throw line, pull up, left-handed floater, no good. Gets his own rebound, no good. Just by Stipp. It is no good. Took out of bounds by the Tornadoes on the third attempt.
The first game we did, I wanted to say Commandos.
It's hard to break. Avon
Chubb. Have the Zippers have the ball.
Commandos playing a nice defense there on the Zippers. End of the lane is Colton. Pull up good. Nice pull up, I say.
Very nice. Got in deep in the side of the lane. Nice little six-footer.
He was 8 points, five in this quarter. The Titans have doubled up the Tornadoes now, 32-16. Over the timeline is Glazer. Two more. Back to Strews. Top of the, or excuse me, at the timeline. Guarded by Kirby. Now he throws it away on a bad pass. Coleman with the steal and the layup. He now with 7 points in a quarter. And Coach Kent Jones for the A-Town Tornadoes is going to take another timeout. That puts him down to two left. This is going to be a full, so we will take a 30-second break here from A-Town High School. The Titans lead the Tornadoes 34-16. We'll be back in 30 seconds. Back here on the Friday Radio Sports Network, live from A-Town High School in Abingdon, Illinois. I'm Sean Temple with my broadcast partner tonight, Mr. Craig Anderson. 34-16, Monmouth Roseville leading the A-Town Tornadoes. And, boy, the Titans have just put the clamps on them since about maybe 4 or 5 minute mark in that second quarter.
Yeah, I mean, it was 10-8 after the first quarter, and since then, the Titans have went on a 26-6 run.
So that'll win you some ball games.
There you go.
inbound by the Tornadoes. Doubled on the first pass inbounds. Laser almost throws it away, gets it to Stiff. Quickly over the timeline, trying to beat that tight pressure down the floor, and now the Tornadoes will get into their offense. Stiff to Marr, a little floater at the block is good. Marr with 3 points, 34-18. Thomas Roosevelt by 16 points. Left wing Alcala. Solid to Key Hammond, and now we're going to get an illegal screen. It's going to go on Kirby. I don't know if he was battling down there, but Pickerel, the official, came flying out from the baseline to call that one. So that must have been a pretty good little dust up there, maybe.
He said, we're not going to be having that, guys.
4:46 to go. The Tornadoes with the basketball. Stiff, almost thrown away, picked off by D. Coleman, but Glazer recovers the dangerous pass.
They really rely on never mind. Was it off D?
Yeah, it was off D's foot, but boy, that was really close to him off the Glazer's foot.
And I don't know who's going to handle the ball for him. If Glazer gets in the foul trouble, we'll have to maybe Dugan?
Yeah, I mean, he's... So he can handle a little bit, and we know he can shoot the three. He's got a pair of them already.
Yeah.
Laser on Coleman, and Coleman's just wearing him out right now, and then Bo hasn't been off the floor a whole lot, so you know he's going to be dragging there after a while. Coleman slides off of Laser and doubles up on Darst. Shot up no good by Glazer on the baseline. Gets his own rebound, little scoop up and under shot, no good. Tipped around, and Hammond comes down with the rebound. And we're going to get the foul. It's going to be on A-Town. Boy,
Austin got lucky there. I thought he almost caught
him with an elbow. He was getting defended pretty well there after the rebound by Steph, and I didn't get the other Tornado that was on him. But, boy, he cleared out a big elbow just after the whistle.
That would have been a couple teeth.
Coleman. Picks up his dribble, gets to Gill on top of the key. Braden Reese in the ballgame for Mama Roseville. Also Carter Bell in. Austin Hammond. Again, Coleman and Gillen. That's your five on the floor for Mama Roseville. Hammond takes a baseline and will dribble it on the end line. And turn over to the Tornadoes. Austin's just had kind of a bad luck game tonight.
He didn't
get much going.
And last couple possessions for the Titans, I don't see any flow to the offense at all. It's kind of... That one on the baseline there, tried to give him a go, and he dribbled it right out of bounds.
And almost thrown away by the Tornadoes, but they break the pressure. Dugan takes the three, puts a move on Reese. Back to Stip in the lane, floater, good.
He must not be very confident because they're giving him wide open threes, and he's not taking them.
Yeah, I don't know if he's much of an outside shooter,
right.
But they have given him some open looks out there, and he's choosing to take them. Hammond on the block, spins on Strew, shot no good, was hoping to get a call there, and will not. Stiff, good pass down to Strew for the bucket, gets the roll. It's a good pass from Stiff to Strew.
Yep, and here comes Abington on a little run.
34-22, down 12.
And that's why I mentioned the 26-6 run, they go on a 6-0 run.
But you and I together are horrible as far as the media jinx goes. That's going to force head coach Chuck Grant to call his first timeout. It's a 30. We'll keep it here. It is a Pickens Electric timeout. Looking for an electrician contractor you can trust? Call Pickens Electric at 335-3035 or go to PickensElectric.com. We've got the schedule. We didn't get a chance to talk to Doug there at halftime and didn't get a chance to talk about the Great Western Shootout schedule. 10:30 in the morning on the 23rd, January 23rd, Saturday. United Red Storm will take on these Abington Avon Tornadoes. Then at noon, Farmington will take on Hannibal. 1:30 will be Orion McComb ball game. And then your Mount of Thrillsville Clayton Bulls will take on Chicago Leo at 3 o'clock. Should be a good one.
Yeah.
And then A-Town will take the floor again. They're going to play two games that day against Pleasant Plains. I believe Weathersfield had to back out because they're going to holiday trip down to South Carolina or something. So
nice.
Coach Parsons, taking his axe on the road. Coleman out of the timeout. Free ball, no good from the right wing. Rebounded by Fordyce. Quickly to Dugan. He'll take a three from the left wing. And
three for three.
Tyler is Dugan. 9 points in the game. The leading scorer for the Titans. Now Gillen will try to answer with a three of his own in the corner. No good. The backside rebound by Coleman. Two off Collins. Drives in. Get it to go. He'll go to the free throw, however. Free throw line, however.
Pretty strong for Omar just to get that shot off, and then it almost went. It's like three fouls on both. Glazer.
Kalen Moore, 52, is going to pick up the his third foul. Oh, yeah, and we all be calling Glazer as well. They had that 52 still from the last one, I think.
Yep.
And checking out will be Fordyce, but Glazer will stay on the floor with his three fouls. You really can't afford to take him off the floor. He's got time to be careful.
Yep.
Alcala free throws no good. Made the first one, I believe. Missed the second. 35-25. 10-point ball game here. And doubled is Glazer out of the timeline by Alcala and SD Coleman. That's going to force head coach Kent Jones to call another timeout. I think that's just one left, I believe. We had full timeout. So we'll take a 30 here. It is along with those little Titans leading the A-Town Tornadoes 35-25 right here on the Prairie Radio Sports Network. Back here at A-Town High School in Abingdon, Illinois. Head coach Kent Jones for the Tornadoes has called his fourth timeout. He's got one remaining now. Head coach Chuck Grant has four. 10-point ball game. All of those are leading 35-25. And you're tuning in to Sunny 97.7 WMOI and AM 1330 WRM. Simulcasting with tonight's ball game.
Just when it looked like the Titans were going to pull away, A-Town comes back and makes their little run. So game of runs so far.
Good pass from Stipp into Strews again. And Strews this time can't finish. Tipped by Carter Bell. Puts it to Kirby and he falls in the rebound. Here come the Titans. Alcala to get on in the right corner. Back to Coleman. I think we had a little sense of urgency put into the ball by head coach Chuck Grant because the offense is doing much better right now.
Yep.
Coleman gets his pass tipped away to Alcala and he finishes.
Very nice.
13 points for Omar. Leading scorer for the Titans.
Oh, nice steal.
And Coleman to Alcala, no good, and then we're going to get a foul on Kirby on the rebound. Boy, it's nice to have that one there. And then
wide open look. He wants that one back for sure. That was a nice steal by D, actually, as well.
Kirby's going to pick up his second foul of the ball game. Each team has two team fouls here in the second half. Bell will check out, and is that Reese who checked in? Yeah.
Yep, Braden Reese.
In the corner to Darst. He's doubled by Reese and Alcala. Fine step. Glazer finally over the timeline. Now he'll reverse dribble back out to the timeline and kick it over the right wing to Dugan. Much better defense on Dugan this time. Shadow Tyler wherever he goes. Now an errant pass by the Tornadoes picked off by Kirby to Dillon. Full crossover on Dugan to Coleman. Left wing Alcala. Reese coming off the screen to the top of the key, but defended well by Darst. Alcala had to keep and give to Coleman. That's going to open up Sam Gill on top of the key, three-pointer.
Trifecta, you betcha.
Fourth three-pointer for Sam Gill on his 14th of the night, or 14th point of the night.
I think this is the best I've seen the Titans in the last couple years shoot the three ball tonight.
Boy, they shot it really well in the first half on Friday night, just couldn't... Coach Anderson did a great job of making some adjustments at halftime and took that three ball away.
You know who he reminds me of tonight?
Who?
Your son.
Oh, Alex.
Man, he can come out and stroke it.
Yeah, then just
that was fun to watch.
It was fun at times, a little stressful. You'll find out one of these days when the kids get older, it's a little stressful.
Yeah,
it seems fun, but it's awful stressful. Left wing.
Go in, go in, go in.
Yeah. Stop shooting. You've just missed three in a row. Stop shooting. Dip in the lane, kicks back out to Glazer. Goes up strong on Kirby, but Kirby gets a little piece of it. And Reese will bring down the rebound to Gillen. Quickly up the floor come the Titans and start to get the game back in their tempo, I think. Kirby turns on Marr, can't get it to go. That's how the third quarter will end. The Titans, after a little small run by the A-Town Tornadoes to get it to a 10-point ball game at 35-25, the Titans score the final 5 points of the third and will take a 15-point, 40-25 lead into that fourth quarter. We'll be back in 30 seconds right here on the Prairie Radio Sports Network. Back here on the Prairie Radio Sports Network. We are live from A-Town High School in Abingdon, Illinois. I'm John Temple with Craig Anderson bringing you Monmouth Roseville Titans boys basketball. Sunny 97.7 WMOI and 1330 WRAM. The Titans lead 40-25 here. 15-point lead heading to the what we hope to be the final frame. Titans will get the ball to start the fourth quarter on the floor. Sam Gillen, D. Coleman, Jared Kirby, Omar Alcala, and Braden Reese. For the Tornadoes, Tyler Dugan, Bo Glazer, Ben Stiff, Hunter Darst, and also Heath Milan. Off the floor right now is Nolan Strews. Kirby is going to move on Milan. Inside out game from Reese back to Kirby.
Get him with the elbow.
But that's too bad because he made a nice little shot following the foul.
And the funny thing is he made the exact same move at the end of the third quarter but didn't get called for it, so that's why he's a little surprised.
I think that might be what head coach Chuck Grant might be mentioning to Mr.
Dave Hadley right now.
The same move, Dave. Top of the key is Glazer as they break the tight full court pressure. Driving baseline is Stiff. Oh, move. Can't get it to go. Gets his own rebound and powers it back up.
Went right by him. Easy pass to the basket. Misses it, but gets his own rebound to finish it off.
Good stick-to-itiveness. Reese will fire a three long, nothing but air. Let the Titans get the rebound. Alcala to Coleman. So Alcala comes back inbound. Shoots a three, no good. Gets his own rebound. Back out to Coleman. Good feed to Kirby. He'll turn. Can't get it to go in and out. Boy, he's just had some really tough luck the last three or four ball games from about 5 feet in.
You can tell he's frustrated, shaking his head, but, you know, the thing with him is he doesn't let it affect him on the defensive end, I've noticed.
No, and that's something that never slumps. Your shooting might go through a little bit of a slump, but defense should never slump.
Correct.
Glazer, top of the key. Left wing to Dugan. Got Sam Gillen guarding him. Now in the corner to Glazer. Reese on him, pressuring him hard as dribbles back out to the top of the key to the timeline. We got a five-second call as Reese all over Glazer.
Nice.
Defense by Braden Reese, and for that, he's going to get a seat.
I always like to mention the 97.7 WMOI app.
Yep.
Very, very nice. Very nice. It's got an alarm clock on it. You can listen to all the broadcasts. You can listen to anything that's on 97.7.
Anything, dude. Some guy named Sean Temple on the afternoon cruise. You can take him wherever you go.
There you go. Put him right in your pocket.
You poor people. You get here in the afternoon and at night. I feel sorry for you both.
I just got news here on the text that the St. Louis Rams are relocating to Los Angeles.
Wow.
Yeah.
The official announcement, huh?
I guess. That comes from Mr. Steve McVay.
Wow.
Thank you, Steve.
No more St. Louis Rams. That's too bad. I didn't get to a game down there, and that's shame on me for not doing it, but Alcala throws it away on the in the front court. Here comes the Tornadoes. Good pass ahead from Stiff to Milan. Stiff's a number of nice passes Ben Stiff's made.
Yep. Not only a score, but looks to get his buddies and teammates into the scoring column as well.
And now we've got two guys going after it. It's going to be Alcala. And who else is on the floor there? It's going to be Tyler Dugan.
And then the call is on Dugan.
I think you're going to call a double. I think I've seen Mr. Hasley put the two hands out. Yeah, we're going to get a double foul, and it's going to go on Dugan. And Alcala is a tough defender. I've never seen him get real scrappy like that.
Neither have I. And he was just like, I've had enough of this. Get off me.
Dugan still, and now Dugan steps in and takes a charge as D. Coleman gets down the lane. Tyler Dugan is at 3-3 and picked up a couple fouls on the Titans there. Drew a couple fouls on the Titans there. Got that, I'm looking at Brent across the way. He's getting kind of a kick out of it over there.
We're tweeting about it right now.
He is. 40-29. Titans leading by 11. On the inbounds, getting a little physical out there now.
Yep.
I was
going to
say, we can't have a Mama Roosevelt Titan 8-down game without a little extracurricular.
Right.
A little feeling in the game. Strews at the left elbow, finds Glazer. Boy, he had an open lane to the basket. Now he's going to almost throw it away. Picked up by Dugan. And now Strews cutting Dugan. Tipped to Glazer, buries the jumper. It's under 10, 9-point lead, 31.
And then a steal off the inbound.
And the shot good by Darst. Little hello point run.
Yeah, Just got a passing lane there, stolen inbound. Finds a cutting teammate. I think it was $100 with the easy bucket. Make it 33-40, so it's 4:49 left here in the fourth quarter. The A-Town Tornadoes have brought it back to a 7-point game.
It's an 8-0 run, 40-25 at the end of the quarter. So it's an 8-0 run by the Tornadoes. We'll be back after a 30-second break right here on the Prairie Radio Sports Network.
Back here at A-Town High School.
A 15-point lead by the Monmouth Roosevelt Titans has been cut to 7 on an 8-0 run here by the Tornadoes. Fueled a little bit by the defense, picking up the defense a little bit.
Hey, we got a ball game here, folks, and like you said in the pregame, and like Coach said, you know, this is not going to be a game at WIU. They are going to be coming out, and this is going to get scrappy, and we have a ball game here with 4:45 left.
Coleman breaks the pressure to Alcala on the wing, gets it into the lane. Now he tried to dump down into Kirby. I think Kirby thought he was going
to
shoot it.
Yep, Kirby went to box out for the rebound, and he was looking towards Omar. He would have had an easy bucket.
I just heard Coach Grant just yell out to his ball out to Omar, shoot it. He rose up right in the middle of the lane and tried to dump it down into Kirby. Kirby already turned his back. He was looking for rebounding position. So the stolen by Alcala from Ben Steph was a big turnover because a bucket three-pointer would have made it a four-point ball game.
What does Steph have on the night?
Ben Steph has only 6 points.
I tell you, Omar's doing a really good job on him tonight.
Averaging 14.5 coming in. Gillen tries to back down into Stiff. Gets her feet tied up. Coleman. Here's the timeline. 4 minutes to go here. 40-33, Monmouth Roseville leading A-Town. It's like Monmouth Roseville running a little clock here. And again, they try to force it into Kirby.
They just get so deep in the lane, and then they're trying to force it. I would like to see Sam just raise up and try to bury that.
Sam with, 14 points tonight on 4 3-pointers. He just has 1 2-point bucket, and that's a 2-point bucket we could have used there.
Yep.
Definitely got a little hops. He could have got up in that lane and rose up. He's got Dugan guarding him. That's a mismatch. Tyler, not the tallest of, tallest of juniors.
Smallest kid on the floor.
Now an errant pass picked up by the Tornadoes. Now they almost throw it away again, and the Titans almost get another steal, but Glazer picks up the loose ball to Dugan. Now Stiff holding. Dugan will dribble to the top of the key. Swings it all the way around the arc to Glazer. Strews back to Dugan. Tries to drive baseline. A little between the leg dribble as he stops his forward progress. Back to Glazer.
They're almost trying to eat clock.
Yeah, they're down 7 here with 3 minutes to go.
Turn it over.
And then from Darst to a cutting Glazer, throw a little bit too far ahead of Glazer. And, 7 points, it's not like they've been scoring at will anyway. You need as many possessions
as
you can.
Exactly, and 3 minutes left, so it's not like you got a lot of time left in this ballgame.
And on the other end, Coleman misses, but on the backside, the rebound is Kirby. Puts it up and in. Here comes the Tornadoes quickly down the floor as Glazer dishes two screws, and it's going to be a foul on Kirby as he picked up somebody else's mess and had to foul screws before he can make the layup.
Yeah, that's the third foul on Jared. And that is 7 on the Titans, so we'll be in bonus the rest of the game for the Tornadoes.
Strews misses his first free throw in the first half. The not well free throw shot by either team. The Titans were 1 for 2, and the Tornadoes were 1 for 4.
And the scoreboard operator got me again because it's Jared's fourth foul.
Yep, fourth foul on Kirby. Now we're going to get a timeout taken by head coach Chuck Granitz to 30. So we'll take a 30 as well. 42-33, the Titans by 9 here from A-Town High School. Back here from A-Town High School, both teams on the floor following the timeout. Strews. Second free throw is good. So he's 1 of 2 from the free throw line. It is a... Did they put that on the wrong side, I think, didn't they? Is it 42-34 now? I think they gave that point to the team.
Yep.
That, now they got it correct. Boy, this scoreboard guy's got us all messed up tonight. 8-point lead for Monmouth Roseville. That we are sure of. 2:50 to go here. Fourth quarter. Titans starting to run a little clock. Left wing is Alcala. To Kirby on the block, extended. That could get on top of the key, and the Titans will have a little bit more clock here. Sam dribbling on Fordyce. Boy, 5 second count.
Yeah, that was close.
Reese now guarded by Darst to Coleman. He's got Stiff guarding him. It's the Titans run a little weave at the top of the key. Now they're going to double Sam Gillen and get a blocking foul on the Tornadoes. I think it's going to be Stiff, his first. At least what I have.
Team's fourth. So we still have three more fouls to give before we go to bonus.
Yeah, if you're A-Town, you can at least try to get a couple steals there.
Yeah.
Reese, two all column. Now Gillen left wing. Gets a screen from Alcala. Ooh, that is a really close five, but the Tornadoes pick up the steal anyway, and then they'll turn it right back over to the Titans. It looks like Darst is going out of bounds, and Gillen spin dribbles into a double team, gets it tipped away, and I thought it was out of bounds, but the Titans are going to come up with it, and Gillen will drive to the basket, and we are right behind head coach Kent Jones, and he just kind of puts his hands up. What do we got to do to get a steal here?
Yeah, I mean, that ball was in the Tornado's hands three different times. Sam ends up coming back up with it again after getting it almost stolen three times and gets to the lane.
Fordyce picks up foul number two. That's the 15th foul. Now we got a five-second call on Monroeville. Little offense for defense coming on the floor for Kent Jones as Dugan comes in. Fordyce checks out. So does Milan. Also, Strews back on the floor.
I know these last couple possessions aren't going to make Coach Graham very happy. These are the possessions where you have to run your offense and make sure you get good looks.
Yeah, and there's enough smart ball players out there, good smart basketball players from Arma Roosevelt. Now, he's loose on the baseline. It's loose. He's going to be fouled by Braden Reese. Good pass from Dugan from the top of the key. It's Strews. Boy, that makes it a six-point ball game, pending this free throw. And Reese will pick up foul number two. That's the 18th foul from Arma Roosevelt.
And it looks like Strews in into double digits with his 10th point of the night. Make that 11 as he buries the free throw, and he exits the game.
Yeah, a little offense for defense again as Dugan and Strews check out. Fordyce and Milan check in. Inbounded to Coleman, breaks the pressure over the sideline, loose to Kirby, good pass to Jared, and he finishes. Attaboy, Jared.
Get back on D.
It's only the fourth point for the Titans in this entire quarter. 44-37. Yep. 7-point lead for Mama Roseville. That was a big bucket.
What, 40-25 at the end of the third, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Blazer in the corner.
Definitely been a game of runs.
Right wing is Darst, and now the Tornadoes are going to stuck with their defensive team on there. Stiff takes it hard to the hole, left-handed. That was a smooth move by Stiff. He has eight now.
He's just one of those lefties that has, you know, he's smooth about it. Very smooth.
And we're going to get, Dave Hasley put that whistle in his mouth as Fordyce smacked the floor. I don't think he was smacking the floor at, he knew he fouled. I think he thought maybe he was going to get a loose ball there. And,
right.
Well, I thought Dave Hasley was going to tee him up. That whistle right in his mouth, I thought it was going in.
He definitely does not like being showed up by any player.
That is the fourth foul on Fordyce. No, they're going to give that foul to Darst.
Well, what do you got to do here? I'm saying you got to foul if you're A-Town.
Yeah. And
42 seconds left. No one's looking to. Sam
to Kirby, and he will draw the foul as Skip goes up, tries to block his shot. With 38 seconds to go, the Titans by 5, 44-39, besides Sam Gillen. And, Braden Reese has made 5 out of 6. He hasn't shot many, but he is an 83% free throw shooter. You can foul. You know, look at the percentages. Just about anybody on the floor besides Sam.
Yep.
See what Kirby can do. Makes his first one. A little reverse jinx.
There you go.
Reverse media jinx.
45-39 with 38.1 seconds left in the game.
Kirby is 2 out of 3 tonight, pending this one. Came in as a 59% free throw shooter. Makes them both. Attaboy, Jared, step up there and make up the free throw.
That away.
46-39, 7-point lead for Mount Roseville. A-Town's going to have to get something quick to the basket here. 30 seconds to go. Glazer right elbow jumper, no good, back iron. Rebounded by Jared Kirby. Went up strong and got the rebound. Two-handed, attaboy. And now the Titans put the over four with 18 seconds to go. I don't know if the Tornadoes are going to foul here with 15 and a 7-point lead, and they do. As Ben Stiff will pick up a foul, that'll put Reitz at the free throw line. See if Braden is true to that 83% free throw percentage coming in. Again, this is only will be his 7th and 8th free throws.
Really?
Well, this will be a 1-on-1. Excuse me. It's not even a 2-shot foul. This one is good. Boy, it looked good.
Yeah. 7th point of the quarter for the Titans, and 3 of them have been free throws. Make it out four.
As he buries both of them. Attaboy, Braden. Good pressure free throws by the Titans here in the final minutes. 10 seconds to go. Dugan will fire from the left wing. No good. And Alcala will track down the rebound with 3 seconds, and that is going to do it. A little bit closer than they thought it was going to be there at the end of the third quarter, but
yeah.
The Titans hang on.
Moving on with scoring 8 points in the fourth quarter, 40-25 after the third, and they end up winning the game 48-39.
A couple of buckets by Kirby, and then all the rest free throws. Reitz with two, and Kirby also with two. So 6 of the 8 points scored by Jared Kirby here in this fourth quarter. And the Titans will improve to 12-5 overall in the season with a 48-39 win, as the Tornadoes will dip under the 500 mark at 5-6. We'll be back in 2 minutes for the postgame show, which is brought to you by Serrar's Barnstall and Petey's Pub and Grill. We'll be back in 2 minutes. Welcome back here on Sunday 97.7 WMOI and AM 1330 WRAM. It's time for your postgame show, your Serrar's Barnstall or Petey's Pub and Grill postgame show. Brought to you by Serrar's Barnstall in Monmouth, the finest steakhouse in the area. Enjoy delicious cuts of beef, fresh salad, and soothing soup choices. Make every event special at Barnstormers and relax after the game at Petey's with their great selection of appetizers, or enjoy a complete meal with sandwiches, salad, and soup. It's always game day at Petey's Pub and Grill in Monmouth. Your final score here from A-Town High School, it's the Monmouth Roseville Titans improving to 12-5 overall on the season with a 48-39. As it ended up being a hard-fought victory there in that fourth quarter.
Yeah, it was, and I said it a couple different times, but this game tonight was a game of runs, and both teams had their runs and their opportunities, and luckily the Titans were able to hang on and knock down some important free throws at the end and come out with a victory tonight.
The Tornadoes actually led this ball game after the first quarter, 10-8, and that's they scored 14 points in the fourth quarter. I was going to say that was their highest scoring quarter, that they put a nice little run there in that fourth quarter.
Yeah, and we talked about 10-8 after the first quarter, and then the Titans went on the 26-6 run, and then the Tornadoes came back in the end of the third and into the fourth with their run, but the Titans were able to pull one out here at Abingdon Gym.
40-25 at the end of the third quarter, and then I think it ended up 40-33 at one point. I'm not sure if it got a little. It did get down to 5, I think, at one point.
Yep, I think 5 or 6. Yeah.
And then the Titans took care of the basketball, started running some clock. Kind of what they did in Macomb the other night. Worked out a little bit better tonight once they did slow some things down. So maybe they learned a little bit from Friday night.
Yep.
Let's get to your scores for tonight's ball game as we wait for head coach Chuck Grant to make his way up the tarmac here. For the A-Town Tornadoes, 11 points for Nolan Strews, 9 points for Tyler Dugan, 8 points for Ben Stimp, 4 points for Heath Milan, 3 for Caleb Maher, and 2 points apiece for Hunter Darst and also Bo Glazer. A total of 7 scores in the column for the A-Town Tornadoes. The Monmouth Roseville Titans led by Sam Gillen with 14 points, 13 points from Omar Alcala, with 10 of those coming in that second quarter when the Titans were trail 10-8.
Yeah, he took over in that second quarter, and what did he end up for the game?
Yeah, 13.
13, and we'll get to the player of the game later, but I have a feeling he's going to be high on the list.
I think so, too. Early on here, as we haven't tabulated up all the votes yet, but he's got to be the early leader.
The votes are still coming in, and here comes Coach.
10 points for D. Coleman. Also, 9 points for Jared Kirby. Nice ball game for Jared. 8 of those coming in the second half, and also 2 points for Braden Reitz. And joining us here on the postgame show is head coach of the Monmouth Roseville Titans, Mr. Chuck Grant. Coach, how are we doing?
I'm doing good. We had a good hard-fought win on the road, and, we knew it'd be a lot better ballgame than it was in Macomb. And, for the most part, after the first quarter, we were in control of the game, but they wouldn't go away. We tried to you know, throw a knockout and a dagger a couple times, and you know, the Dukin kid hit a couple shots and got him back in it. But you know, I liked our resiliency, you know, down the stretch, and you know, it's good hard fought one to get out of.
What's the thing you like most about your ball club tonight?
Well, you know, just the fact that, you know, other than the, you know, they tried to shorten the game on us, obviously, you know, and they you know, they were okay with long possessions, and we tried to shorten those possessions, but not the extent of giving them good looks, and I felt like we did that. And then when we got up double digits from 14-15, whatever, you know, and it forced them to attack the rim a little bit more. And that's when I felt like maybe we probably played our worst stretch of defense of the night as far as our rotation stepping up. We didn't step out quick enough. We didn't step down quick enough. Just like towards the end there when they got that N1, you know, we didn't slide down on the penetration and get contact on the backside. So there were some things that we probably didn't, you know, do as well as we might. But I liked our toughness tonight. I felt like, you know, we finally ran down some loose balls in some tough key situations. And, you know, Sammy just keeps getting, you know, better and better. And, you know, every night he gets beat up and, you know, pushed around. And he just, you know, he just does what he does. And, you know, he hits key shots, he gets key rebounds, makes key passes. I mean, Sammy's really having a terrific year. And you know, I thought Kerbs, you know, Kerbs missed some easy buckets early on, but he came back, and you know, I thought finished strong for us. And he got that charge. You know, I had to laugh. I got on Dave Astley a little bit, good-naturedly. I said, you know, Dave, I've been begging that kid to run over somebody when you call a foul on him. You know, and, you know, Dave just laughed, you know. And you know, so, you know, and Nick is getting more and more aggressive. And, you know, that game in Macomb the other night was a mirage. You know, he's a lot better than what he played down in Macomb the other night. And Angel, you know, Angel came in and did his stuff, and, you know, everybody did. Like I said, I mean, we knew this wouldn't be a 30-point game like it was down in Macomb. I mean, you know, that was, you know, I'm sure that was something they thought about since then. And, you know, it's, you know, we've had our successes over here, but it's always tough, and it's always a game kind of like this. And that's okay. That's what makes you better. I mean, you know, it doesn't do you any good to play somebody and drill them by 30. And you know, I thought we played well in stretches tonight and well enough to come out here and win a good ball game.
One thing I saw tonight, you know, at the end of the first half, Sam came in and knocked down that three at the end, but we really shot the ball well tonight from three-point line, and hopefully that's a sign of things to come.
Yeah, we've been stroking it well from three-point range. Really, about the only game that we didn't really was the Liberty game down at WIU. I mean, we've been, you know, most nights we've been 40-50% in the last half dozen eight games. And one of the things that's helping that is that, you know, the development of Jared down the block, where they're having to pay some attention to him down there. And, you know, we're getting people caught in their double team, and, you know, we're finding the open man. And, you know, fortunately, most of the time it's been Sammy or, you know, Omar's been struggling at about 38-39% too. So, and actually he's been struggling better lately because he opened up about 1 out of 13 from three-point range, and now he's back to about, you know, mid-30s, high-30s. So, you know, and it just depends on the shot you get. You know, I mean, you know, if you force a three ball, you know, you know the chances of you getting it to fall aren't very good. You get it in rhythm and a step in, and we're getting a lot of step ins right now. And you know, that obviously brings your percentage up. But a lot of it, I would really, you know, give credit to the fact that our post play is getting, you know, more aggressive offensively, and they're having some success finishing, and that's going to open up your perimeter game for sure.
You wanted the ball club to get a little tougher. Omar, great night offensively, 13 points, 10 points in that big stretch of the second quarter, but a double foul out of Omar.
Yeah, I do too. I told the kids after the game, what I tell the kids, you know, it's kind of my philosophy. You know, off the floor, I'll give you the shirt off my back. On the floor, I'll find a way to rip it off. And I said, you know, that's the way you got to play. That's the way you got to compete. And we have some extremely nice young men, and they are. They're absolutely fabulous young men. But there's a time not to be nice, and we're starting to see that starting to come out. You know, our practices have been pretty spirited. You know, we had the bags last night. So we beat the heck out of them with the bags last night. On some drills, and you know, I mean, we're going to have to. If we want to win at Rock Ridge, we want to go win. You know, beat a Chicago Leo, we want to go beat Byron, we want to go beat whoever we, you know, on and on and on. And, you know, we have to continue to get tougher. And I mean, because we want to make a deep postseason run, and that's our plans. And you know, we just got to get tougher. And I feel like we're making strides.
Yeah, it's just odd being that your philosophy since you were so nice on the court for so many years.
I told the kids I took pride in being the most hated guy on the floor. You know, and you know, it's okay. You know, and like I said, you know, off the floor, shirt off the back, on the floor, we'll rip it off.
Yep. All right, I like it. Heading in, you kind of like where you're at right now, heading into Friday night, Rock Ridge?
Yeah, I do. I mean, you know, obviously the game against Macomb is kind of a stinger, but there's nothing, you know, we told the kids right away, nothing to do about it, move on. You know, we'll have another shot later on to maybe win a conference. And but each one of these games is a learning game. I mean, you have to be in a game like that, in a game like Liberty, in a game like Rockridge first game, you know, IW game. That's a game that you're going to learn about yourself and learn about how you need to get better. And that's why we need all the games like this we can get. And we're going to get them. We have no – you look at our schedule, we have no soft marks from here on out. And so we have every opportunity – got every opportunity to turn ourselves into a great club before it's all said and done.
Kids looking forward to another shot at the Rockets?
We stay pretty low key on that. You know me. I probably won't mention it till about 2 minutes after this game tonight.
All right, Coach. Good luck on Friday night. We'll see you then.
Thanks, fellas.
Head Coach Chuck Grant with the Monmouth Roosevelt Titans here on the post-game show. We're going to take a short break, come back, and hand out some awards, Greg. We're going to give out your IH Mississippi Valley Credit Union Player of the Game and also our Clark and Glasgow Law Office Defensive Player of the Game. Are you tabulating the votes over there?
I'll keep collecting these votes as they come in.
We'll be back here in Abingdon, Illinois at A-Town High School. Abingdon Avon Tornadoes fall to the Monmouth Roosevelt Titans 48-39. The Tornadoes now 5-6 on the season. The Titans improved to 12-5 heading into a big Friday night matchup with Rockridge. We'll talk about that in just a minute. First, we got some hardware to give out, Craig. The IH Mississippi Valley Credit Union Player of the Game. IH MVCU is owned by its members and dedicated to your financial well-being. Stop by one of their convenient locations or free ATMs today. Who is our Player of the Game?
We talked about it at the time out there, and we both came up with the decision, and we both feel good about it, and we're going to give that award to Mr. Omar Alcala. He did a very fantastic job today. He kept us in it in the second quarter, and 13 points on the night. And it was hard because he also did a fantastic job on the defensive end, holding their leading scorer, Stipp, to only 8 points.
Yeah, this could have been one of them nights where you get off the player of the game and the defensive player of the game,
yep,
to Omar Alcala. And then our defensive player of the game, it was kind of a similarity there.
Yes.
Sponsored by Clark and Glasgow Law Office. Call us a team, call us a tribe, call us a family. But whatever you call us, we are who you need when your freedom is on the line, 734-8464. And kind of the same feeling we had with the defensive player of the game.
Right. Yeah. And we're going to give it to Jared Kirby. And you know what? He missed a couple bunnies early, and I know he didn't have the game he wanted to have Friday night at Macomb. But, you know, he came out, and he didn't let that frustrate him. And on the defensive end, when you need him the most, he was there. He was getting rebounds. He was getting steals. He had a couple of blocks early in the game. And then at the end of the game also, and this doesn't have anything to do with defense, but he knocked down a couple huge free throws to seal the deal. So we're going to give that award to Mr. Jared Kirby.
We talked off there a little bit. Both of them could have been interchangeable. Both could have been player of the game. They both could have been defensive player of the game. But that's who they are. And now we can talk a little bit about Friday night. Wow, what a fantastic, fun matchup that's going to be at Rockbridge between these two ball clubs.
Yeah, so they played the WIU tournament for the chance to play in the championship game. And Rockridge came out on top, so I know that Coach Grant is down there telling them kids, hey, we're going to go up there and we're going to take one from them Friday night on their home floor, and we're going to get our revenge.
When I asked Head Coach Chuck Grant about the game on Friday night, he stayed low-key, but he also gave me a wink during that entire exchange.
Oh,
also gave me a wink.
I guarantee he's telling them kids down there right now, hey, way to get the win tonight, fellas, but hey, we got some work to do, and we're going to go do the work.
Still trying to win conference, which there's a lot of those games you have to play, but boy, that'd be a fun game to get Friday night.
Yeah, and you know, it's always fun going up there and playing them. I know they had, we battled them in a couple of years past, but Toby Wyman's a great coach, and he's going to have his team prepared as well. So if you guys get a chance to get up there, it's going to be a great game to go see.
Absolutely, and if you don't listen to us on the air, or download that app you were
talking
about.
Download that app, go to your app store and search for WMOI 97.7 Sunny, and download it. It's got alarm clock on there. You can listen to WMOY at any time. Nice little app.
And you can listen right from your seat in the bleachers while the game's going on with your app.
There you go.
So that's going to be a lot of fun Friday night. 7:30 tip-off, 7:15 pregame show. Jeff Thompson back in the driver's seat here for the Monmouth Roosevelt Titan boys on Friday night. And that's going to do it from A-Town High School. Once again, your final score, 48-39, Monmouth Roosevelt over the A-Town Tornadoes. Greg, had a good time working with you.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Okay.
You guys stay warm out there.
I think we might be doing a game from the Gillsburg shootout as well.
I believe so.
We'll talk about that as the season goes along. That's going to be a fun shootout. A lot of good basketball that day. For Julie Richardson back at Mission Control, keeping us on the air till Friday night. Folks, have a great week.